Hello and welcome to the Rush Hour, bringing you the latest Catholic news for Tuesday, the 6th of September. A report released today has compiled a range of alarming statistics showing that families and young people in Australia are in crisis and has argued that the breakdown of traditional family is to blame. The report was authored by Sydney University Law Professor Patrick Parkinson and was commissioned by the Australian Christian Lobby. It shows that the number of children in care and teenage self-harm attempts have almost doubled over the last decade. The number of women aged 15 to 24 hospitalised for alcohol intoxication has more than doubled in less than a decade. There has been a fourfold increase in chlamydia infections among those aged 10 to 14 in the last decade and a rise from 28 to 38% in girls reporting unwanted sex between 2002 and 2008. One in four people aged 16 to 24 has a mental disorder, and 6,500 children are using antidepressants. The report calls for charitable trusts to be set up in each council area, staffed by volunteers to run family support programs so the community can take responsibility for repairing the damage. The report was released by opposition family spokesman Kevin Andrews this morning. The first public religious procession in more than 60 years has taken place in Cuba. A statue of the country's patron saint, the Virgin of Charity of Cobre, has been carried from Madruga in the east of the island to the capital Havana, with festivities carrying on until December. The celebrations commemorate the 400th anniversary of the discovery of the Virgin of Charity by local fishermen, who found it floating in Cuba's southeastern Bay of Nipe. Since the visit of Pope John Paul II to the island in 1999, relations between the church and the state have improved considerably and certain concessions have been granted by the communist government. Processions are now permitted in select cities to celebrate important Catholic dates, though they are usually conducted under close supervision by state security agents to monitor those attending and prevent dissenters from taking advantage of religious events to forward their own political agendas. The Archbishop of Havana led the procession in Madruga, which was followed by a public mass. He said that on a recent trip to the Vatican, he had invited Pope Benedict XVI to visit Cuba. Polish Cardinal Andrzej Duszker passed away on Saturday at the age of 87. He served as the president of the Pontifical Council for Social Communications and was a close friend of Pope John Paul II. The then Bishop Duszker was very influential in the eventual election of John Paul II to the papacy. In the week before the conclave, Duszker presented the young Karol Wojtyła to the many cardinals that would vote in the papal election. Then, the day before the conclave, Duszker suffered a stroke and the entire left side of his body was paralysed. The day after John Paul II's election, he made a special visit to the hospital to see his friend, telling the hospital staff that the bishop had taught him how to be a pope. After his recovery, Duszker was confirmed as an archbishop by John Paul II in 1980. During his time at the Vatican, he worked with the media, travelling to some 70 countries. He also helped launch Radio Veritas, a Catholic radio station broadcast throughout Asia and other parts of the world. The College of Cardinals now has 193 members, including 114, who were called upon to elect a new pope. The Irish government is to discuss the Vatican's response to the Cloyne report at its cabinet meeting this week, although there was no indication yesterday it was backing down on its criticism of the Holy See. A spokesman said last night it intended taking time to consider the Vatican document and to compile a detailed response. Over the weekend, the Vatican released a 25-page response to the findings of the Cloyne report. It rejected accusations of interference with the Cloyne inquiry or when it came to the implementation of child protection guidelines in the state. The Vatican also described as unfounded Prime Minister Enda Kenny's claim on the 20th of July that it attempted to frustrate an inquiry into abuse as little as 3 years ago. The Archbishop of Dublin, Dermot Martin, said the Prime Minister's claim still merits explanation and he hoped the Vatican's response would not be an occasion just for added polemics. The young people who participated in the closing mass of World Youth Day last month in Madrid learnt the value of spiritual communion, says Father Federico Lombardi. Father Lombardi recalled during a weekly Vatican television program that the culminating moment of the World Youth Day event in Madrid was naturally the final meeting at Quattro Vientos with the Pope, but even more so the celebration in community together with the Pope in the presence of Christ. Father Lombardi said that during the Mass, numerous young people, for unforeseeable reasons, were unable to take sacramental communion. This helped us to remember the precious words from a recent document by the Pope, which warned that care must be taken, lest the faithful conclude that the mere fact of their being present in church during the liturgy gives them a right or even an obligation to approach the table of the Eucharist. Even in cases where it is not possible to receive sacramental communion, participation at Mass remains necessary, important, meaningful, and fruitful. In these circumstances, we have to cultivate the desire for full union with Christ by making spiritual communion, as an ancient and beautiful tradition puts it. This is a very important word of hope and solidarity for all those who, for many reasons, whether practical or tied to conditions of family life, cannot take sacramental communion on a given day. The unwanted fast from the Eucharist of a million young people in Quattro Vientos was a great positive message. Well, that's it for today's Rush Hour. Thanks for listening. Remember, you can email anytime, therushhour@cradio.org.au, or give us a call on 8005 1530. Have a great day now. God bless.